6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Booyakacha! The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, hello, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I can see a bunch of squirrels running around. What are we doing today? What's happening? Well, while drinking tea and eating my pepperoni and waffles, I debated long and hard about where to go today. Where to go today? Where to go for what, Tobe? Where to go to spot some damn dudes? We gotta find some animals today. We gotta find something awesome. And so I thought, oh, maybe we can go out to Tranquility, see if we can find that marmot. Then I thought, no, there's a marmot down in the creek. We could just as easily find him or not, or, you know, maybe. Plus the fox is down there, plus golf balls are down there, so yeah. We're back at the creek today. On a lovely, lovely day. It's 15, 16 degrees. The sky is clear. The sun's beating down on me, but I'm moving into the shade. Okay, we're good. And now I'm walking under the canopy into our little entrance. Yeah, we got birds flying around. Birds are good. Now, let's see if Mr. Fox is sitting over here in his usual spot. Let's see. Who, if anybody, is down here today? All right, well. Oh, there's a sound back there. That might have just been a squirrel jumping from... Yeah, I think I'm seeing moving branches. It's a very active squirrel day. For reasons unknown. But still, you know, nice little fluffy-tailed dudes jumping around, running around everywhere. That's awesome. Not seeing my fox immediately. Not seeing our marmot. Okay, that's cool too. Alright, so, yeah, let's get down in there. Let's see if we can see something awesome today. Because that's what I like. I like to see awesome stuff. And I've already sort of... Ooh, do I see an orange golf ball down there? I sort of already have started off the day seeing some awesome stuff. I had a pretty good night, slept pretty well, and... Only woke up a few times. One of those times my cat was pooping, and so then I had to try to go back to sleep. And so I got up and I, you know, made my breakfast, tea, and pepperoni and waffles. So delicious. And I was checking my email as I was eating. What was that sound over there? Okay, no, we just got a lot of bird action today. A lot of bird action. So I'm checking my email. And I've got a message from my mom. What the hell? The birds are just being obnoxiously active and crazy today. Kind of like... Was it last Monday that they were being so weird? Huh. Maybe Monday is just weird bird day. Strange bird behavior day. Okay, let's get down in the creek. I think I might want that orange golf ball. Why? I've already got a million orange golf balls. There's some white golf balls down here too. Yeah, so I get a... This is hilarious. I get an email from my mom. What's that bird freaking out about over there? What the hell's going on down here today? I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's happening. So I open the message from my mom, and it is a link. I click the link, and it's a Kiari Pamu Pamu video. Okay, I got the orange golf ball. It's a Nitro number 2. Orange, glossy, not interesting. We got white golf balls everywhere. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 here on the sand. 5, one over there. Do I want this orange golf ball? Yeah, what the hell? Just put it in your pocket tub. Got an orange golf ball. Yeah, so my mom sent me a Kiari Pamu Pamu video. And you're probably wondering, wait, Tobe, how does your mom even know who Kiari Pamu Pamu is? Well, okay. What's going on down here today? More white golf balls up here. So a couple days ago, I was actually out and about, and I was grocery shopping with my mom for a big event, a big music event that's coming up. And so while we were out and about, we were talking about all kinds of weird stuff, and there's a big bird. Oh, it's just a crow. Maybe they're mad at the crows. Grok, 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 grok. You know, I'm gonna walk upstream. What the hell's going on up there? So while my mom and I were out grocery shopping, we were talking about all kinds of stuff, and somehow, I don't remember how it came about, but yeah, I made some comment about Kiari Pamu Pamu. My mom said, well, who's that, or whatever. And, yeah. Ooh. I'm back up on the bank. I then had to try to explain Kiari Pamu Pamu. And later in the day, I sent my mom some videos. You know, some of the good, really crazy videos of hers, Kiari Pamu Pamu. I picked up a web stick, but this web stick isn't any good. It's too short. It broke when I picked it up. So I think it's funny that I've got my mom thinking about Kiari Pamu Pamu. And forced it to come up on her algorithmic feed. So now she's has to send me videos of Kiari Pamu Pamu. Ugh. Okay, this stick is worthless. Ugh, God, just walking through webs even though I have a damn stick. Ugh. Now I have acquired a better web stick. There's robins bathing in the water. Hey, you know, it just occurred to me that this log that's right here, this is the log that was upstream that was the good bridge. I've actually got a photograph of me walking across that log, but I think all you can see is my feet. It's like, oh, what an interesting photograph of your feet on a log. Ugh. All right, working my way up here, working my way up, and what do we got? Anything? It still hasn't rained. Every once in a while they say, oh, it's gonna rain, and I get a little bit excited, but then the rain never comes. Okay, birds. Birds, birds, birds. What are all these birds doing? They seem to have quieted down, though. But there's still a lot of bird action. Let's keep going up here a little bit further. See what we get. That crow is still lurking about. Huh. All right, we got birds flying around in the trees. There's a lot of bird action down here. A lot. Now I need to look down on the ground, see if I can find any ground action. Oh. Hey, but there's one of those little tiny birds that I like. He's black and white. He looks like he has tuxedo. And there's a... What kind of bird was that? A lot of robins flying around. A lot of robins. We got that big old crow. damn it. Real good web face job there, Tubb. Alright, and now... did it again. Tubb, use the damn stick properly. The bad thing about using the stick, though, is you make a lot of noise and a lot of movement. You freak dudes out. Anyway, we're now standing in the area where... where we can look across the creek to the other place where we like to hang out in the creek when we hang out in the creek, which is right over there. This is also where our ducks like to congregate because there's water here. And I'm looking around, and that's where we saw the fox the other day. He was hiding over there. Well, it's kind of a slow day down here in the creek today, apparently. I don't know. I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. I'm turning around. Well, let's see what else is going on. Right, so... this is the part of the show where I tell you about all what the cool and strange and wacky projects I'm working on. And what progress I'm making. Well, I don't know. I haven't really done much of anything. I need some more parts. I always need parts. I need panels. I'm thinking that I kind of don't want to build anything electronic, anything for my synth, just until I get some decent panels. Because, you know, why make stuff look crappy? But, Tob, don't you always give us some spiel about why it's great to make crappy-looking stuff? Because then people know it's homemade. So, oh, yeah. Anyway, hold on a second. This is a web area. Anyway, I sort of got to figure out my next... Well, here's the weird thing is I've sort of built the utility stuff that I need. And although I could use a couple more, you know, this and that, not sure what else I need. I'm at the point where I'm going to have to start building logic. If I want to keep building stuff. It depends. Because there's a lot of good logic modules out there for synths. And when I say a logic module, all I want is, you know, AND gates, OR gates, NAND gates, NOR gates, XOR gates. And it's not that I need the gates themselves so much as I need operational latches and flip-flops, this kind of thing. And the funny thing is do I know how to build this stuff? Well, the truth is no. I don't know how. I don't know how. But that's never stopped me. I don't know how to do any of this stuff, but somehow I do it, and, you know. The thing is building some logic modules, I've never done it. And it's just sort of at my limit of, I don't want to say knowledge, I don't want to say skill, but designability, certainly. Webs, 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 get out of my face, webs. But it's not like I really need to design anything too technical. I just need to get the right damn chips. But anyway, the truth of the matter is, I have a feeling that building a logic module is something that I would be able to do. And it would be one of those projects that takes me and my knowledge and my skill set to the next level. Because this is just, I don't want to say it's out of my reach, but, you know, it's just that next sort of thing for me. All right, we're going rock hopping. Because I'm heading downstream. Ugh. So, being as a project like this would sort of, I don't want to say tax my abilities, it would enhance, it would help me grow all these types of projects. The big question is it worth my time? Because, yeah, buying the parts to make these modules would be cheaper than buying the commercial equivalents. Up to a point. It then becomes, what's your time worth? Now, if I can build one of these things, and I can build it right the first time, and not, you know, waste any parts by frying something, doing something wrong, breaking a thing, right? Then yeah, it might be worth it. If I could build a decent logic module in less than, say, 3, 4, 5 hours, with my time, with my electrical engineering sort of pay grade being about $20 an hour. As long as it takes me less than 5 hours, that my time, $100, and the amount of parts, about $50, that's going to be about the same price as just buying a commercial unit. So, if I could build these things faster than that, it would be worth it. Save money in the long run. However, if I build a module, use up a lot of parts, and it turns out to be another failure, I'm now losing money. Because it's been 5 hours to make the thing, and I spent all these parts, spent all this money on these parts, and now it doesn't work. Yeah, ugh. I should have just spent that exact same amount of money, have someone build me one and ship it to me. So what does it all mean, Tobe? It looks like I need to do some more research. I need to look into some of the prices on some of these logic modules. There's a couple I've been looking at. I don't want to mention brand names, but you know, the Germans that started it all, they make a good product, and ironically, it's relatively cheap compared to some other stuff. And then there's that Scottish brand that I really like. The Scotsman that made my LFO that I really, really love. This Scottish stuff is unbelievable. This stick is no good. It just broke as I picked it up. Looking for a web stick because I gotta go through some. Well, screw it. Just walk through them. All right, I'm in the zone. I'm in that zone where we find the golf balls that have been mishit off of tee number one. Just looking around here. Boy, that Scottish stuff is just if I had a decent amount of money, if I could just, you know, drop like $5,000 on a nice synthesizer. Hey, here's a white Vice number one. Had no idea Vice made white golf balls. How depressing. When you think about finding a Vice, you're thinking, ooh, exotic colors. No, this one's white. There's a lot more leaves on the forest floor and in the creek. The leaves are falling. The leaves are now falling. But yeah, if I had $5,000, I would just send it to Scotland and say, hey, send me some synth. And I recommend that for anybody who's listening to this. If you're thinking about getting into synth, and you do have a boatload of money, email me, and I can tell you where the coolest stuff is. It's in Scotland. Oh, I do love Scotland. I've never even been there. Ugh. But clearly it is a place for me. All right, I've moved down into the creek. I'm actually standing in the creek bed. Hey, there's a lot of birds and squirrels making noise around here. Well, at least we're seeing a lot of exciting birds, or at least excited birds. Oh, here's marmot tracks in the mud. Very cool. Oh, synthesizers. Got to get my act together, both literally and figuratively. I need a new act. I've been talking about this for a while. Now that I'm feeling better, now that I can actually walk. See, that's why I'm so damn happy to be in the creek all the time. I can actually stand up and walk around down here. I'm walking! I can walk now, yay! Thanks, Dr. Noah. Also, if you have back problems and you need back surgery, I got the guy. But yeah, synth. The thing about my synth ideals at this time, I don't want to save anything. I want to do improvisational gigs. But doing improvisational gigs is kind of difficult when you've just got one person because, you know, between songs, there's a long wait. You don't want to make people wait when you are playing music. You have to play a song, then you play another song, and then you just keep playing songs, right? Well, when you're doing what I'm doing, if you've ever heard, like, Synth Battle Royale, which is kind of what I want to do live, it takes 10 or 15 minutes just to set up a song. Even longer to set up a good one. Right? golf balls. Is this a logo ball? What? Oh, no. Somebody just wrote all over it. Okay. Because there's two of them. And regardless. Anyway. What I kind of need to do... This is what I was thinking. This is a possible solution to my problem. I need to find another guy like me. Good luck, Toby. Yeah, I know. And what I mean is, I need to find another synth guy. I need to find another synth guy who is either doing something slightly different than I am and can fill in time when I'm silent, or we can go back and forth. You know, I'll play while you set up. And then while I'm playing, you set up your next song, blah, 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 blah. And you could, you know, feed back on each other. You know, just have a nice long cable running between both of you for clock. That would be great. Now the big question is, who, though? Who do I get? Don't I know all the synth guys in town? Well, yeah, I kind of do. And the big two, well, there used to be this one guy who would have been great, but he decided to become a fire twirler. So he sold all his gear to buy fire twirling. No, synthesizers cost thousands of dollars. Fire twirling, just you need a rope with a ball on the end and some lighter fluid. That's $8. I could smack him. And then there's guys like Wagner. I don't even know if he is ever even performed. And then there's Ladd. Yes, I know a guy named Lad. The funny thing is, his initials are the acronym for his first name as well. It's very recursive. It's, wow, blows my mind. So, I don't know any guys. Well, maybe could get Lad, but I don't know if Lad... Lad's always doing something weird, and I don't know what the hell Wagner's doing. And what about Grant? Grant, Buddy G. I don't know if, who the hell knows. Oh, I'm climbing up the bank. Strangely enough, I'm also still carrying this vice number one. With the intent of dropping it up here on the dog promenade so somebody can find it. Okay, and through the trees we go. And we're back out onto the sidewalk. Walking back towards my car. There's a woodpecker up in that sugar maple. Oh, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I wanted to work on special effects for my show, but couldn't do that because... What the hell is that? Oh, it's a squirrel in the ivy. Hi! He scampers off. Oh, my overhead projector that was going to become the, literally, the focus of my special effects department actually needs a lamp. And I still haven't bought a lamp yet because the lamp costs as much as a hamburger. There's fox poop right on the sidewalk. That damn fox is around here somewhere. Anyway, I need a lamp for my overhead projector. Then I'll put some mirrors on it, see what I can get out of it. And some gels. And I'll, gotta fix that door underneath. There's this little flappy door that's open and the latch is broken and the latch can't be fixed because it can't be taken off because it's like riveted. All these little things. All these tiny little things that all add up. You think, oh, yeah, that's no big deal. But yeah, once you fix that, then you got 80 other problems. Then once you fix it, any one of those, then it multiplies all your other problems by 9. So now you have 80 times 9 problems, which is a math problem that you can do on your own time. And I'm still carrying this goddamn white golf ball. Vice. The Vice Drive. And the people that were having plumbing problems yesterday are still having problems. Anyway. Well, what the hell am I going to do? I don't know. First of all, I'm putting this golf ball down. I'm putting it by this light post. Okay. So now we're basically back to the entrance of the creek. Squirrels are still running around. I can hear golfers talking on the green of hole number 2. Halfway tempted to walk up here. See if I can find anything down in there, but it's kind of getting hot. There's a lot of bugs. Why are there so many damn bugs following me around? I'm covered in plant detritus as usual. Why are there all these damn bugs? There's a lot of... Okay. I need to run away from all these bugs now. So let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Tobe Plans His Musical Career Committee episode thing times 4. A thing that airs every single day at 1930 UTC every damn day. My name is Tobe. Blah, 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 blah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.